anything, just,
Cut it.
All right, so we'll call this meeting to order. First thing we want to do is introduce our guests so that we can write up the minutes. So I am Jared Walker. I'm the director of the DAP.
Renee Biden, Child Nutrition Director.
Stephen Beagle, Assistant Superintendent for Curriculum Instruction.
Maria Murphy, Secretary at Alternative Campus.
I'm Lon Cohen.
All right, and then next thing on the agenda is if we can, if you just want to look over the minutes from the last meeting. We didn't have many people attend, but if you just want to look over that, I'll give you about a minute or so. And then if you want to ask questions, I'll answer whatever questions you have in regards to the minutes.
Do we need a motion to approve the minutes?
We can.
Make a motion to approve the Student Health Advisory Committee meeting minutes from December 3rd.
Yes, I second that.
Any questions about the minutes? All right.
I'm sorry.
No, jump in. We're about to start talking about the health fair and some other things. All right, any questions about any old business in regards to like last year or things like that?
So we did change the health fair to the gym last year. Do you feel like that was a better setup for us?
Yes, sir. So we did. And the reason we changed, we had scheduled pickup going on, so we had to come up with a new location, so we decided the Dome Gym. And it actually was a blessing in disguise because it allowed for, as the parents came in, it was like one big circle. So it wasn't like in the cafeteria where it's kind of confusing to a degree. And so by changing it to the Dome Gym, I think we were able to put more people in. It wasn't crowded. And it was an easier, smoother transition for everyone to kind of go to each station, and it wasn't confusing like past year. So it was very good. I'm pleased, and we'll do it again this year.
Good. Glad it worked out. Did they set up a microphone for you in there? Because they can set one up, and if you needed to make announcements to the entire group, we could make sure that they had that for you. So I didn't know if they set that up for you.
They may have set it up. We never needed to really use it.
Okay. In case you needed to make announcements to the vendors as well as the people coming in.
Yeah. All right, so new business, the update for the health fair as of right now, I have done the facility use form that's required for us to do, and so that's been approved. I had to coordinate with Allie Cromit because she has volleyball practice in there, and so I've worked with her, and so that shouldn't be an issue. That should be taken care of. So we have those dates, and so the date is, and I'll put this in a follow-up email later today. Tuesday, August the 2nd, from 1 to 3 will be a setup. So we'll set the tables up and put the name tags on every table for the vendors and have the shirts ready and school supplies ready. So that's kind of the goal for August the 2nd, the setup day. The next day, which is Wednesday, August 3rd, from 8 to 11 will be the actual health fair. And so we plan on opening the gym at about 7 a.m. to allow vendors to come in and kind of set up. Most of the time they don't need a full hour, but we'll allocate that much just to give people time. So that's the dates. Kind of my goals for the health fair, and we kind of did it last year, in previous years it hasn't been very efficient. And because of the efficiency, the parents seem to get a little irritated with kids and those sort of things. So I want it to be like a real good customer service environment to where they can come in, get what they need, and get out, or they can stay as long as they want. So that's kind of my goals for the event, is just to make it very efficient. Parents don't have to wait, stand outside. It's just they can come in, get what they need, and get out. So that's kind of my vision for that. Some other things, I plan on mailing out business letters on July 14th. That's the first day back on contract. So I'm emailing people right now, but we'll send the formal business letters out saying, will you attend, and that sort of thing. So that'll be July 14th. So that gives about 2.5 weeks prior to the event. So I think that's plenty of time for that. I'll also check on donations for school supplies, see if any businesses are willing to donate.
Have we reached out to any businesses, like as a reminder, like you've donated in the past, are you able to
I have not yet, but yeah, I'll be doing that for sure within the next week or so.
Okay.
And then also I'll be reaching out to the PTA for help. Usually if we can have, ideally, about 10 PTA members, that's perfect, because we can have a few people at the front helping answer questions, dealing out the tickets for the school supplies, the backpacks, and the shirts. I'll be doing that here as it gets closer to that event. But those are some, kind of the things I'm working on right now for the
We used to do like our presidents would send out and ask for at least 2 PTA members from each campus. I don't recall any messages last year about the health fair or asking for help. So maybe if you were to email City Council PTA and ask them to reach out to all the locals, because last year I don't recall, and I'm still in the group meeting.
Is Elena the
I don't even know who our new president's going to be for City Council yet. Mm-hmm. And I know at Central we have no president still as of today.
Okay.
Like, they asked me to take it like 4 times, and I'm like, I don't know what's going to, you know, like.
So you're at Central only right now, right?
Central and the hospital.
Okay. And then who's your PTA president? Ms. Shannon? Ms. Dane?
For us? Island is Delish, Ashley Delish.
Ashley, okay, I'll reach out to her.
Is there a place we can get a list of all of the PTA?
If we can get the City Council PTA president, then I think that's Elena.
I was thinking so, but I wasn't sure if she actually accepted that.
We can follow up. We can check with her.
Okay.
And I'll get that for you.
Okay.
And yeah, that really, it doesn't have to be a lot of PTA people, but if we were able to get about, like I said, about 10 would be the perfect number, and I think we'll be able to make it work.
Right.
So.
Yeah, if they were able to get 2 each, that's
right.
What they,
we used
so
to ask for at least two okay. from every campus. So
yeah, I know in the past we always used about 6 of them would be at that front table,
mm-hmm.
and we prioritized the sign-in sheet so much to where it caused that bottleneck effect to where people were standing outside in a 90-degree weather. They were hot. They were kind of irritated.
Well, in the past, we were, like, the front table, there was maybe 2 of us that were bilingual. So it was kind of hard because we had, like, a big group, and then they would still be out the door trying to translate, you know? So that was the hard part. But I think that, I don't know how it was last year, because y'all didn't do that. I think, like you said, just moving them all in, it sounds easier.
And
get out,
like, I would,
in the cool.
Yeah, and I would ask them, like, go up to them and say, hey, how did everything go? And so many people were appreciative. They liked it. I mean, they were grateful that we did it. And so in previous years, I think it was the same situation. Last year, we didn't have the haircuts for the Lamar Cosmetology. They didn't do it because of COVID or something.
Right.
So we didn't have that. But even not having that, they were very appreciative that, hey, we fed them breakfast. They got plenty of shirts. They got the school supplies. There was no wait time. And so all those things, it was very positive.
Okay.
And so we'll try to build on that for sure. this coming year too. Any other questions about the health fair?
Do you think that Lamar State College Port Arthur is going to come back with the Erica assistant this year?
I am, since I mentioned that, that just came to my head. I'm going to try to reach out to her.
She told me last year they did away with the program.
Oh, they did away with it?
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well,
we'll see.
Now, it may come back. I mean, we don't know. So.
All right, next on the new business is Other New Business by Dr. Beagle.
I just wanted to update you on the curriculum adoption process. I'm getting some guidance from TASB. That's legal services for all the school districts to walk us through exactly what needs to be done. And then we were also going to make sure we included all the new members, because they had, right at the end of the school year, they had elections on each campus for members of the SHAC committee. So we want to be able to have another meeting prior to our health fair and get this curriculum component added to our responsibilities. So more information will be coming out.
So when are we looking at maybe having a meeting?
I was going to work with you on that after principals probably got back on contract.
Okay, so maybe late July?
Yeah, probably late July.
All right.
Don't have exact date yet.
What do they want to see done? Do you know what their requirement looks like?
We're going to get some guidance from TASB on that.
Gotcha.
All right, so that, I put next meeting will be August the 2nd, so that's the health fair setup date.
Right.
But if we do have to have this next meeting for the curriculum adoption process, late July, that'll obviously change things, but I'll stay in contact with you all. My goal is by the end of today to send an email kind of updating everybody else on what we've kind of talked about. And I'll also provide minutes from the December 3rd meeting, and then the one prior to that. I think I sent that out, but if I didn't, I'll send all that out. Along with the webinar thing, I'll send, which kind of talks more about what Dr. Beagle was talking about. So I'm going to send a bunch of attachments so that everyone that's not here at least has the information that we've kind of talked about. So, any other questions? All right, so we'll adjourn the meeting, and I appreciate y'all for coming today.
Thank you.